Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Sup?
And we have yet another episode of the mix today. The 74th one, actually. That's a lot of episodes. Yeah, I know.
That was the Hunger Games number that Katniss was in the first movie, I think.
Oh.
Anywho.
Yeah. How do you do the...
Oh, yes. That's
Yeah, it is. Okay. I was like, am I doing that wrong? Anyway. But yeah, we got a nice little slate here of entertainment to talk about. We got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, the new movie. They Clone Tyrone from Netflix. We weren't going to do this, but Alardo reminded me about it. High School Musical, Musical, the series, season 4. And we have Demon Slayer. So, or I think the third season?
Two and three, because we didn't talk about the second one.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I haven't watched Let's do that. Two and three. But yeah, that's what we got on the slate for today. So we were gonna do Corner Office, the John Hamm movie. Like I said at the end of last episode, but we completely forgot about it.
Totally forgot.
Yeah, so we'll do it next episode. But anyway, back to this episode. We are going to start off with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie produced by Mr. Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he also wrote it. You can tell
he wrote it.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, what were your initial thoughts on
this
movie?
I know. I was going in like I want this to be, you know, really good. I know, yeah, like just throughout the entire movie, I liked it. It was just consistent. Like for me, I was laughing a lot. It was really funny. But even like the action scenes were like actually really like cool. Like the whole fight scene where it was a montage and they're like getting all like the criminals. Yeah, that was so awesome.
That's what I thought of too. That was a really good like montage. I
and then
that.
Even the fight at the end was like really awesome too. When they're like they had their little Avengers shot, that was awesome. Yeah. And then the turtles themselves, I don't know, it just felt like a Seth Rogen movie. Like it felt like Good Boys and Superbad, where it's like this like little group of like kids, you know, and then it's like, I don't know, it just felt like a Seth Rogen movie, but he didn't direct it, but like it still had like that same story that he always kind of does.
Yeah.
And that's like, I think that's a like interesting take for Ninja Turtles. I did ask one of my students if I brought it up and then he was like, oh, I'm not watching that. Cause I kind of agree with him where it's like, it's nothing like the old Ninja Turtles. So I could see like old fans being like, you know, not liking this movie. Cause I'm not a huge Turtles fan, so I don't know how it was like before, but I can see that argument where it's like, it's nothing like the old ones, but I really like this one. I thought it was clean. Like even the story itself of them wanting to be like out there, you know, and that's kind of like, but being a teenager is like, I guess too. So kind of works.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It was pretty funny. Like a lot of the jokes were landing for me too. It was pretty funny. But I also was not like a huge like Ninja Turtles guy growing up, so I don't know how it was before either. But this seemed like pretty clean. It was a nice little simple story. I really like Ice Cube as a villain. Like he's just so like he's not trying to be like he's not funny, but like he's funny. You know what I mean? Like it's not like something that you. I don't even know if it was on purpose or not, but I just laugh at Ice Cube because his voice is funny.
Even Master Splinter. He was funny too.
Yeah, Jackie I was just Chan. Gonna say Jackie Chan is so good.
Oh, he had a good fight scene too.
Oh yeah, his fight scene is awesome.
Oh, that just reminded me. Okay, yeah, it's all coming back to me. It reminded me. No, yeah, there's a lot of like good running jokes too. Like Seth Rogen does that a lot too. Where, there's certain jokes that come back over and over, and it's like it just builds up like even more. It's really good. There's that one scene where they're all just like, this one shot of them being like stupid, and then it goes on for like a little too long, but like that's the point. That was really funny.
But the story was like pretty simple. Like you said, it's like the other kind of super bad type of like this group of kids doing stuff, or like I don't know, going on some type of journey experience, and it was cool. I like that a lot too. What do you think of like the animation and like the
I thought the animation looked really good. So like I know Spider-Verse is like, you know, the pioneer right now, I guess. But like seeing one like one art style, and like just I think like their idea was like it's like a sketchbook, right? Like it's like a teenager's sketchbook or like graffiti art style, and I thought it looked really nice. So
yeah, one thing I was wondering, okay, so there's like too much throw up in this movie for me.
That like, was crazy. I was thinking
like, dude, there's definitely somebody that saw this and like wasn't expecting that and fucking threw up. Like, there's no way. Like, you know how those like some people like throw up
and they don't like it. Yeah,
dude, that definitely caught somebody off guard. Anyway,
I know.
So that part made me, I was like, I'm not like that extreme, but like I it makes me uncomfortable. Like, you know, I have to kind of like relax a little bit. But yeah. That was another like, I don't know, like they could have, if they had made it rainbows the whole time or something, I would have preferred that, but that's just me being a little sensitive in the stomach. But yeah, overall I enjoyed it a lot. Test. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Got him.
I don't see anything moving either, though, on the people chat. Or not people chat, the people sidebar on Riverside.
Am I good on Riverside?
Like, if you look at my levels down there, it's like moving. But then when you talk, it doesn't really on people.
Hello, hello.
It's so weird though, because I can hear you.
Well, if you can hear me, I think it's fine. I see my bar moving when I talk.
Oh, I see it. I see it, but it's like soft.
Anyway, back to it. Where were we?
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah. Okay, what would you give it out of 5?
That's the thing. It was like a 5 for me because I was like I don't know. It kind of lived up to my expectations. I don't know why I was expecting a lot. I just wanted to like watch a really good movie. And I just like I know it like around after the point where like they meet Superfly and then like things kind of like dip a little. But I just thought it was like so consistent throughout. Like it keeps its tone and laughs and the story ties up all together too. It's just like, you know, it just feels like a regular old like a movie that you go to the theaters for to like watch with your family. So it's a 5 for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot too. It was super solid. I'm gonna go 4 because I did enjoy it a lot. I thought it was really good. But why is it not a 5? Let me think. I don't know. I can't really give a good reason. Yeah. I guess I just wasn't super attached to it, but. It was a really fun, nice little watch, though. I enjoyed it a lot.
Even for me, too. I think, like, another reason why it's 5 is because, like, I know I keep saying consistent, but even, like, you could tell there's, like, a vision that they had, which is probably, like, what we were saying, like, a Seth Rogen movie that was, like, put Ninja Turtles. And, you know, they stuck to it, so.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to our second movie on our slate, They Clone Tyrone on
Netflix. They Clone Tyrone.
They cloned Tyrone. This movie was pretty funny too, but what did you think?
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, no, so, I don't know. It feels like something that should have been made too. Like it's such a the premise and the concept itself is like unique. Like you've only seen it in this movie. It feels like somebody like should have made this already. You know, like it's like kind of like what we were saying about Nope, how like a jean jacket, the alien thing, like that is the alien. Like that's like an interesting concept that you feel like should have been made already. But it's only being made now for some reason. That's what I felt like with this movie too.
Yeah,
like the idea of this like what's the word, conspiracy like going on.
yeah and it was like I don't know, yeah, you're right, because it just made like it made so much sense. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually like happening
even on like on a small scale, like just one, because for this movie it was like the whole town, like everything was like but like even like in real life, like even like I don't know, it was, like, just like the hair
that,
or yeah.
that little, like, it could be true. That little possibility makes it more interesting too. But yeah, I like the twist at the end as well. I thought it was gonna be Jamie Foxx. Spoiler, kind of. It's not Jamie Foxx, but it wasn't. And like I like the explanation of it too. Like how one experience like changed his point of view, and like that's why he's doing this. Like I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So yeah,
so that was one thing I was thinking. Creepy. There's probably an explanation, and I'm also just like thinking too hard. So like, why does Fontaine, like that Fontaine, the one that we're following this entire time, why does he suddenly have this like different perspective on it though? Is what I was thinking.
Like,
and it's like, why doesn't he think the same way as?
I don't know. Spoiled it. Like, I guess it's because, or I don't know. I thought it was because of the memories thing. How. Oh, like, I didn't give you, like...
Oh, he kind of, like, manipulated him a little bit. Yeah, that's
memories.
True.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess. But, like, and I guess just being told that isn't the same as, like, living it.
Like, living it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, Kiefer Sutherland, huh? I was like, oh.
I know. What an asshole. He's actually a really good villain, yeah.
Yeah, I liked all the main characters. Yeah, like Kiefer Sutherland was good. Good. The Tyrone was good. Jamie Foxx was good. The girl was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked the core group that we were following. I was like, honestly, I thought they could do a sequel. Like, if they
probably can. They said, did you see that like credits scene? I guess
the one in like where was it?
Yeah, like California. Or... Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They could. I mean,
I googled it and it said they weren't gonna, but that's Google. I don't know, but I felt like they should.
Because this was a script that was around for like a while, and like they're making because it was like a really good script.
Yeah.
And then they Netflix was like, yeah, we'll make that.
Damn. I don't know. Yeah, there's not really much to say about it. It was just like a good, I know. It was just a solid watch.
And it's just it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know anything about it. I just heard the word like Groundhog Day. So that's kind of what I was expecting, but that's not what really happened.
Yeah. I mean, But what would you give it out of 5?
Oh. Okay, wait. Okay, I got to explain myself a little bit. I know. Okay, so I said all this stuff, but it's still actually a 3 because I feel like even like with everything going on in the movie, I still feel like the scale was like small though. Like it didn't really, even though it was about the town, it was still like affecting these three, because we are following these three people, but like other movies do it in a way where it's like we feel like it's happening to the entire, like you do feel like it's happening to the entire town, you know? Like I hate to compare it to comic book movies, but like Christopher Nolan in The Dark Knight, like you feel it happening to Gotham, you know, not just Bruce Wayne or Commissioner Gordon. But I feel like it's just not that kind of movie either though. You know what it reminded me of, actually? Black Dynamite a little bit. But it's still trying to be like modern though, which is like a good twist on it. Like Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Oh yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna go 4 on this movie because I liked it a lot. It was super interesting and I didn't really know what to expect going in, and it kept me on my toes, and I liked that a lot. Yeah, it's just an interesting watch. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend, especially if you're on Netflix. Like, it's definitely on the higher end of content.
I mean, just put it on.
Yeah, just give it a chance. but yeah.
Oh, real quick, I don't know why I remembered all of a sudden, but I really like the scene that his the first death scene, and it's just like one shot in the car. I thought that was a really interesting way to do that, and it's just like his reaction to like what is happening, and I was like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah,
it's a different different way of doing it.
Yeah, and then at that point you don't really know like what's going on still.
So yeah,
like, all right, is this what's
and the movie. Yeah.
But I forgot about that scene. Yeah, that's a good point. Damn, yeah, definitely go watch it. It's such an interesting movie. All right, moving on to our TV series.
TV shows. Yes. Yeah,
so the thing, how a little backstory on how this happened. Like, Alardo doesn't want to watch anime, so it's like a handshake, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I watch something
compromise
that he wants to watch, and then he watches something that I want to watch. Yeah. So what I did not want to watch and what Alardo wanted to finish was High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah. We already did the three seasons, though, so it's like...
We did already do the three seasons. So I guess, just to put it out there, I had no interest in finishing it. I was completely fine not watching it, but I watched it, and here we are. So what were your thoughts on the final season?
Dude, okay, I was saying this before the start of this episode. It's actually like the most consistent Disney Plus show. It was released on like around the launch year, and it's been having a season like every year since, you know? And not only that, though, honestly, you could argue whether I'm being real or not, but I think it was, people give shows shit all the time for like having a bad ending. But I feel like every single storyline and character had a good, like, you know, like arc. If you look at the characters at the end of the show and see where they were at the start, they're like, you can feel they're different people, you know, like how High School really is. It truly was a High School Musical. But like, no, yeah, look at Ricky. He's like this shy little lover boy loser at the start of the show. And then I look at him at the end, like that shot of him looking back at the school at the end. I was like, wow, look how far you've come, Ricky Bowen. Even Gina too, though. Gina hasn't had a lot. Even Gina had a lot of development. Like, I mean, every single character you could say like had a really good. Okay, well, that's my opinion, so you don't have to say, but I'll say that every character had, you know, like a good finished storyline. And again, I think we said this last season, where it's like I'm always surprised how good, like how talented they are too. Like when they sing and dance, it's like, oh yeah, they could do that.
They are extremely talented. You know? Yeah, like honestly, like it's not my like music. The spontaneous song and dance is really not my thing, but they are very good at it. So, yeah, that's good. Okay, what do I say about this? It was it was like not really my kind of show in general, so I cringed a lot. But my main thing on it kind of contradicts what you're saying, but it's kind of different, I think. But I felt like there wasn't enough room for all the characters that they were trying to throw at me, like especially the new ones, like that girl Mac, his original girlfriend. Like, what was even the point of that? Like, she was barely there. Or I guess the main thing was like, oh, I want to come to East High in the future, but yeah. I don't know.
Wait, who? Just...
Yeah, exactly. The main, okay, the guy that had the dog show, right?
Dog show?
Right? The TV show guy.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. You're right.
His original girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know her name, but...
Daddy? I don't remember.
She ended up doing like a British accent at the end and everything. And
okay, so her whole thing for me was like, she's the next generation, you know? Because they're setting up like Miss Jen is like... still gonna be there for these other students, and she's like, there's like three of them while everybody else is graduating.
Yeah.
See, and then, I defend like, they the just show have...
I yeah okay yeah keep defending it because I, like, I don't know, they just have these like these two people break up and then they get together with these two.
Yeah, the show did that a lot, actually.
And it's like, bro, you guys just got together like half a season ago. Like, Miss Jen and Ricky's dad were together for like, I don't know, like two episodes or something. If you go last season,
I mean,
this season.
They were setting up Miss Jen and, what's his name? the master, I don't know his name.
Oh, and that at the end too, they're just like, we might as well. Like, it's time.
Yeah, I know. They've been setting that up since like season one, though.
Like, if they're setting it up, they could have like hit that harder. I feel like instead of just at the end, like, well, why not? Let's just do it. I don't know. The whole press conference thing made me cringe a lot,
dude. It was a callback to the first episode. Remember Nini was, or no, yeah, they were auditioning for the first High School Musical, the musical, and then Ricky came in.
That made me wonder. Sang a song. That made me wonder if like Nini was supposed to be Gina, but then they had to change it because of the whole.
I'm pretty sure around like season two, people, I think it's just the fans. They really wanted the Ricky and Gina, like that was overpowering the Ricky and Nini stuff. So it's like they're just like, all right, let's just fucking cater to the fans, you know?
Damn, they just made for it work. Real?
I think so. Wow, that ship won.
When that happened, I was like, this feels like it was supposed to be.
It was like something else was supposed to happen.
Yeah. But yeah, how about Olivia Rodrigo, huh? Like big dog in the show.
Man, she dug out last season.
I don't got time for y'all.
I know.
That was
one thing I was happy about. I was like, EJ did not show up for like the first half of the season. And I was like, you're really just going to leave my man dirty like that at the end of season three? Loses his girl. He's a freaking deadbeat. His dad hates him. But then like he came back towards like the second half and I was like, all right, thank goodness. Like his storyline felt more real, you know, like once you're out of high school and you're kind of like your own person now. And that's like, I really like that's how they took that direction for him. Like he's just like living his life now, you know, like. So EJ, that's my boy. I was getting pretty mad, bro.
So many characters that was like
there were. What about the what do you even call this? The love square between the gay characters. They're all gay.
Yeah,
Ashlyn and Seb and Carlos.
Oh,
that whole—it's a love square, right? It's like a no. There's one more.
There's like wait, isn't it Seb, Carlos,
Big Red, Ashlyn, and then
Big Red.
I forgot her name too. Ashlyn's love interest is like a love pentagon.
It's like pentagon, yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, if you want to add in her, Jojo Siwa, because that was her ex that she was talking to, apparently, right?
That's right.
So it's a love hexagon.
The other thing, they were saying her name, and then I didn't realize that it was Jojo Siwa's character until you just said it just now. Like, who the hell is that again? But anyway, they're all cheating on each other, and I was like, bro, why?
I know, that's crazy.
And then it all, like, happily ever after it at the end, and I was like, why are we encouraging this? This is not like how it would go. Like,
to be honest, that's just high school. You know, that happens.
Get the hell out of here. Dude, no, that would not happen like that. Bro, if they kissed other people, that would be over, bro, in 80% of situations.
It didn't mean anything. It was just, you know, they touched hands and they, I don't know. That's what the show was saying. So that's not how I see it. Just to be clear.
I don't know, bro. It was a mess, but I get it. Whatever. But my main thing was there was just too many characters that they were trying to give attention to, and I didn't feel like Jet. I was like, "What is this guy doing here again? He's just here
again. He's the next generation. He's the next generation."
Just leave him out, man. I don't know, bro. And then the camp counselor was there, kicking it guy.
That's Hannah Montana's brother. That's so funny. You called him the kicking it guy, and he's like, most people would know him as Hannah Montana's brother.
I didn't watch Hannah Montana, so.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I know him from kicking it. Who else? There's like other characters that made an appearance. I was like, why are you even here? Like, I can't even think of them off the top, but.